We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was an extraordinary admission from two people who are highly credible and who I personally trust, Maria Bartiromo and John Ratcliffe, the highest ranking intelligence official in the United States. He's the guy who oversees all the intel in the whole country. And what he admitted casually on her show is a first, because no intelligence official in modern history this high ranking has ever admitted it. UFOs are real. And the second part, these unidentified aerial phenomena, as he likes to call them, have technology human beings don't possess. And the third biggest thing, and this is the interesting one to me, we wonder who pilots them and whether these people are enemies of ours or friends. In other words, is this technology from another country? We don't know. Let's unpack it all. These admissions come on top of a series of stunning admissions by the Navy and the Pentagon about UFOs. Now, I'm not usually a late night conspiracy theory kind of talk show host. If you've listened to me for years, you know that. I only report what I can prove. But this is fascinating. And we're on the verge of being able to prove it. I want to come at it from the angle of technology. It's somebody's. And the question is, whose? First, here's what John Ratcliffe admitted to. And this is fascinating.
John, you have seen in your role the most intelligence that anybody has seen other than the president as the director of national intelligence. And I've been wanting to ask you this next question for a while. I want to ask you about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Can you tell us, have unidentified flying objects been seen?
Well, sure. We have lots of reports about what we call unidentified aerial phenomenon. And this actually is a program that's been in place for a few years in terms of a task force that has been there under the National Defense Authorization Act. But as you correctly point out, Maria, there's now a report that will be issued by the Pentagon, by the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence. I actually wanted to get this information out and declassified before I left office, but we weren't able to get it down into an unclassified format that we could talk about.
Again, as the former director of national intelligence under Trump, for him to admit they're real and we're still studying them. And then there's a report coming out that will detail all the government knows about them. Some will still be held back as classified data, but in general, they'll put it out. The report will also answer the question for the first time about whose technology we believe this to be and whether we think it belongs to, you know, an enemy of ours. Fascinating revelation. But John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence, highest ranking intelligence official in the whole country, had more to disclose. There are more sightings out there than the public knows about, including those by our government.
Frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. Some of those have been declassified. When we talk about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery. that, frankly, engage in actions that are difficult to explain, that movements that that are hard to replicate, that we don't have the technology for, or traveling at speeds that, you know, exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom. So, in short, things that we are observing that are difficult to explain.
Did you catch that? It's fascinating. Things that we don't have the technology for. Now, as my listeners pointed out to me about this, yeah, but would he admit we had the technology if we did? No, but he just wouldn't bring it up. Instead, he takes pains to bring up on national television that this isn't our technology, that we don't have this technology. What does it mean? I don't know, but it's fascinating. And the fact that these machines, whatever they are, have been recorded at the highest levels, not just seen by people on the beach or something, but recorded by Navy pilots, by our satellites. In other words, he's saying these things are real. And the U.S. government has not, until now, disclosed to you the extent that they have documented them. Now, of course, we've seen some of the videos the Navy's released. I'm going to get to those in a minute because they're remarkable, too. But what he's saying is, we got a whole lot more you don't even know about, recorded by our most sophisticated equipment. Then he said something else that gobsmacked me. Here it is.
We always, when we see these things, Maria, we always look for a plausible explanation. You know, weather can cause disturbances, visual disturbances. Sometimes we wonder whether or not our adversaries have technologies that are a little bit further down the road than we thought or that we realized. But there are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things that we've seen. And, you know, when that information becomes declassified, I'll be able to talk a little bit more about that.
Fascinating. That's twice in the interview that he brought that up. It's not our technology. He's volunteering this. Maria isn't asking him. If it was ours, he simply wouldn't address it. Why does he keep bringing it up? It's not our technology. And then going a step further and saying, we wonder if it's other people's technology. It's fascinating because classified documents written by JFK that date all the way back to the 1960s say the same thing. JFK was deeply concerned that the Soviets would see these things because they were seeing them and they had the same technology then that they do now. The sound barrier, the high speeds we can't travel at, the sudden disappearances, being able to hover in midair with no propeller holding you up, stuff like that. That was around in the 60s. And JFK in the now declassified documents was deeply worried that the Soviets were seeing these same things, would think it was our technology, and would react to the provocation. In fact, he went so far as to communicate to them through back channels that it wasn't ours. Just like Ratcliffe is making the point of emphasizing twice here. Weird, huh? And there's more up next after.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here's why this is a big deal. Besides John Ratcliffe being the highest-ranking intelligence official to ever just sit on national television and admit UFOs were real, and that there's a report coming out about them. He's raising expectations about it is what he's doing. So here's what's coming. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the December stimulus bill, which passed its law, was given 180 days for the Defense Secretary and Director of National Intelligence to present an unclassified report to Congress about what they know about UFOs, what the government knows. It's also supposed to say, among other things, if there's any threats posed by them and whether we think the technology can be attributed to foreign adversaries here on Earth. It's a really, really important question. I mean, come on. The odds that this is alien technology, probably not too high. But here's the thing. We know this technology has been around at least since the 1960s. Whose is it? Is it ours? Some folks think Chinese, but I don't know. Chinese haven't had any major tech developments of their own. They've stolen them all from us. I just don't think they have the ability to do this. So who would? And do they? Is it human? I have wanted the answer to this for so long because I've seen these things myself. Now, don't laugh. I bet you a lot of you have too. You just wouldn't disclose it because people would look at you weird. But I was in high school. I was on the beach in Miami. I was getting ready to sail off in a windjammer in the Bahamas the next day for the summer. And so we were staying at a church there that night with a church group. So we were out on the beach, and I just graduated from high school, and we saw these lights in the sky, and they looked and behaved exactly like they always do. The disks that float travel at inexplicable levels of speed, what had to be hundreds of miles an hour in mere seconds across the sky, and then stop as if slamming to a halt. They're often seen in groups of threes, six, nine, like that. There were three that night. It was dark. They were out over the water. They came together as if having a conversation, and then boom, fled across the sky in mere seconds. Again, had to be hundreds of miles they covered. And then they sat there, and then one floated in, and it came right in casually, right over Miami. We were in the city. So it went right over the city. And I'm watching this while the second one begins to float in and we go running down the beach trying to get underneath it. Do we want to get a look underneath this thing? It was pretty low, but we didn't quite make it. Well, we figured the third would come in too, so we began running in anticipation, trying to get under it. It was me and three other kids. We're running and running and running, and that one we had correctly anticipated. We just managed to get underneath it. As it floated casually over the beach and into Miami with absolutely no interference. Under it was a completely white orb. It was disc shape, I would say is a better way of looking at it. And there were three black circles underneath it. It just looked like the circles didn't look like a color, but an absence of light. It was completely silent. And we were filled completely and totally with awe and totally sober, by the way. As I've thought about it many years later, from the perspective of politics and national defense, that's the most fascinating thing. If they were ours, they wouldn't have been stopped coming in over Miami. If they were someone else's, shouldn't they have been stopped coming in over Miami? But there was no response. We sat out there afterward for hours waiting to see if they'd come back or come out. We were absolutely fascinated. They didn't. Flew right over Miami, right there, over the buildings, and no reaction. How? Is our government aware of these things, so used to them that it just lets them go? Are they ours? And that's why they weren't interdicted? I've always wanted to know, and I hope this report will shed some light on it. By the way, it was a completely clear night, not a cloud in the sky. No weather phenomena, nothing. We were right underneath them. I saw them clear as a bell. So this is why I'm interested in this topic. And to hear the top intelligence official in the entire country discussing it on national television as casually as I'm telling you about what I saw now, well, it makes me a lot more confident talking about it. And here's the fascinating part. This report that was mandated in that bill will be just one of a series of remarkable disclosures by our government that started around 2017. Up until then, the Pentagon, the Navy, the Air Force were very reluctant to admit these things were real or that evidence was credible. And then in 2017, an incredible series of disclosures began. I've been fascinated by it and following it for years. It started in December of 2017 when two videos emerged that showed Navy pilots encountering mysterious spherical objects that appeared at first glance to move through the air in ways that baffled them. A third, which was finally released in March of 2018, depicted a similar encounter. Normally, the procedure here has been for the military to deny, the Navy to deny. I know, but they didn't. That's what made it so fascinating. In fact, they admitted they were real. The video was real. The shocked comments by the pilots, real. That was new. Now, they also said they had no idea what it was, and they called it an unidentified aerial phenomenon. The Navy spokesperson, Joseph Grandisher, he's the spokesman for the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Warfare, told this to Black Vault Blog. It was a big deal. Black Vault Blog is a massive civilian repository of government documents, the Washington Post says. And it was a big deal because he confirmed the existence of the videos and that they were real. Black Vault's founder, John Greenwald Jr., told the Washington Post he believed the remarks were significant because, for the first time, the Navy acknowledged the existence of the objects in the video on the record and admitted that the department cannot identify them. Well, the internet exploded after that. Then in April of 2020, it would happen again, this time from the Department of Defense. They released footage of Navy fighter pilots encountering something unidentifiable. And again, the shocked remarks as they saw it, the acknowledgement that we don't have that technology, or at least they'd never seen it, any knowledge that we had it. They didn't know what it was. They were mind-boggled by it. The white and black videos showed small objects flying across the in-flight cameras of Navy fighter pilots. Now, that footage had leaked and already been circulated on the internet, but no one had confirmed it was real. By releasing it officially, the Department of Defense confirmed the video's authenticity and admitted that they didn't know what it showed. In other words, the video was real. So was the object. And they didn't know what it was. Or so they say. Meanwhile, that report that John Ratcliffe was talking about is due out by June 1st. If they meet the stated request from Congress in the bill, it'll mean our government will confirm for the first time on the record in writing that these things are real and speculate about them as a real phenomenon. Whose are they and where do they think they came from? Do they pose a danger or is this technology possessed by another country? All of that is supposed to be in the report mandated by the law passed by Congress, again out by June 1st. I can't wait to read it. Because if they answer all these questions as Congress has mandated, it'll be the most information we've ever gotten. In fact, if they answer them in detail, it could rock the world. Here's how Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business and former National Director of Intelligence John Ratcliffe ended their interview.
But there are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things that we've seen. And, you know, when that information becomes declassified, I'll be able to talk a little bit more about that.
Can you tell us where it was seen?
Actually, all over the world. There have been sightings all over the world. And when we talk about sightings, the other thing I will tell you is it's not just a pilot or just a satellite or some intelligence collection. Usually we have multiple sensors that are picking up these things. You know, again, some of this are just their unexplained phenomenon. There's actually quite a few more than have been made public. So I think it'll be healthy for as much of this information to get out there as possible so that the American people can see some of the things that that we've been dealing with.
That is pretty extraordinary. We so appreciate that you're talking to us about this. Can this year get any weirder? Pandemic, shutdown, UFOs.
Thank you for listening to today's very unusual edition of the Battleground America podcast. Have you seen a UFO? Email me your story at Tara, T-A-R-A, at 1063WORD.com. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.